Good morning. This is Dallas Townsend with the CBS World News Roundup. After many hours of intense negotiations, Chrysler Corporation and the Auto Workers Union this morning had reached a tentative agreement on a new contract. Frank Currier reports from Detroit.
The bargainers worked throughout the night, more than 6 hours past the extended midnight deadline, with United Auto Workers President Douglas Fraser announcing a tentative contract.
I and the committee view this agreement as a modest agreement, but it does represent a step in a long, long road back to wage parity and equity with the General Motors and Ford workers. And there were no concessions of any description that were made in this agreement.
The one-year economic pact provides wage hikes and restoration of the cost of living allowance for more than 50,000 production workers at the nation's number three automaker. In the 3 years since Chrysler nearly went bankrupt, the company's financial health has made an astonishing comeback. The union, which was forced to make heavy concessions to keep Chrysler solvent, will now be able to recapture some of its losses. Frank Currier, CBS News, Detroit.
Before this morning's announcement, more than 21,000 auto workers staged wildcat strikes at several Chrysler plants. After the latest of many advances, Israeli forces today appear to have done what they wanted to do in West Beirut. Peter Sherman reports.
Downtown West Beirut echoes with the sounds of rockets, artillery shells, and light weapons for hours as the Israelis closed in. They announced they would not fire unless fired upon, but their tanks continued to roll through neighborhoods defended only by young leftist militiamen using hit-and-run tactics. At least one armored vehicle was burned with a rocket grenade. The Israeli pincer movement closed around the curving downtown seacoast, while a third front moved up from the Palestinian districts taken yesterday. From his office, surrounded by fighting downtown, Prime Minister Shafiq Wazan, who helped mediate the PLO guerrilla evacuation, declared, "What's happening makes us wonder about the credibility of the U.S. assurances guaranteeing the peaceful withdrawal of the Palestine Liberation Organization and the non-entry of the Israelis to the Western sector." He said the United States had given repeated assurances and now had a duty to act. Peter Sherman, CBS News, Beirut.
Prime Minister Menachem Begin today is holding a special meeting of the Israeli cabinet. Israeli newspapers say Begin and Defense Minister Ariel Sharon have been criticized by some cabinet officers for not holding consultations before the strike into West Beirut. The Iranian Revolution, like other revolutions before it, has once again eaten one of its own children. Dan Raviv in London explains how it came about.
November 1979. Crowds in the streets chanting their message of hate to America. Amid the chaos, Foreign Minister Sadegh Gotzadeh tried to explain to the U.S. why the 52 American hostages had been seized.
Deliberately, they have insulted our revolutions, our people, and our government.
Behind the scenes, Gotzadeh worked for the release of the hostages, in confrontation with the Islamic militants whose power was growing. He had been one of Ayatollah Khomeini's favorites, but the all-powerful leader of the revolution abandoned Gotzadeh. In April of this year, he was arrested and in a broken voice admitted on Iranian television that he had conspired to overthrow the government. The official news agency said he was also found guilty of plotting to kill Khomeini. The official dispatch from Tehran says Gotzadeh was shot by a firing squad last night, executed like more than 4,000 others in the past 3.5 years. Dan Raviv, CBS News, London.
There was trouble last night in Poland, reported now by Doug Sefton.
Rioting soccer fans fought Polish security forces on the streets of Wrocław last night. Phosphorus rockets and tear gas grenades lit the night sky as water cannon trucks attempted to break up concentrations of jeering young people. The disturbances followed a soccer match between Soviet and Polish teams that took on overtones more political than athletic. Despite a multitude of security forces in the huge sports stadium, the crowd from time to time burst into chants of solidarity in honor of the outlawed union and chants of Russian dogs in recognition of the visiting soccer team. Television viewers watched the match without sound during those periods. Last July, an underdog Polish soccer team rallied to defeat a Soviet team, knocking them out of World Cup competition. Last night, the match ended in a 2-2 tie. Doug Sefton, CBS News, Warsaw.
Poland's interior minister today says authorities tried to hold talks with underground leaders of the suspended Solidarity labor movement, but he says the offer was not accepted. An emergency jobs bill sponsored by Democrats comes up today for action in the House of Representatives. And Jacqueline Adams reports that House Republicans are saying privately they can't stop it.
The bill would put 200,000 of the nation's 12 million unemployed back to work for 6 months, repairing decaying roads, bridges, water systems, and public buildings. The program would cost about $1 billion, 5% of the annual unemployment compensation payments, and would target the jobs to areas with higher than average rates of unemployment. Some Republicans have charged the Democrats with playing election year politics with the nation's unemployed, taking advantage of their override of President Reagan's veto of a supplemental spending bill last week. But yesterday, Speaker Thomas O'Neill deflected the charge, saying that President Reagan's crime bill is just as much a political ploy, yet unemployment causes more crime than anything else. O'Neill called on the president to support the jobs bill. Although passage is all but assured in the House, the picture is quite different in the Senate, where Majority Leader Howard Baker expects some jobs bill to pass, just not this one. Jacqueline Adams, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Mr. Reagan last night made a new effort to reach out to black Americans, and we'll hear about that from Deborah Potter.
The president used the occasion of a speech to a black Republican audience to make his first public response to charges that his administration has weakened the federal support for civil rights.
Usually I try to ignore personal attacks, but one charge I will have to admit strikes at my heart every time I hear it. That's the suggestion that we Republicans are taking a less active approach to protecting the civil rights of all Americans. No matter how you slice it, that's just plain baloney.
Mr. Reagan also took advantage of last night's forum to attack congressional Democrats for not taking action on his urban enterprise zone proposal. He accused them of blatant politics that, in his words, is a disgrace. And the president told his black audience what they wanted to hear, that he'll soon unveil a new program to help minority businesses by requiring the federal government to buy more of their goods and services. Deborah Potter, CBS News, Washington.
The Palatine Chapel of the Royal Palace in Monaco is a scene of grief and sorrow today. Princess Grace is lying in state there, and the people have been filing by to pay their last respects. Funeral services for the princess will be held on Saturday. The people of Mexico don't have much to be happy about these days, what with massive inflation and the devaluation of the peso, but there is one cheerful note reported by George Nathanson.
It's Independence Day in Mexico today, but the festivities started last night. Hundreds of thousands of celebrating Mexicans gathered in the Zocalo, Mexico City's principal downtown plaza, to cheer loudly as President Jose Lopez Portillo, waving a huge Mexican flag from the balcony of the National Palace, gave the traditional cry of independence.
¡Viva la independencia nacional!
The grito, the Mexican cry for liberty. It comes at exactly 11 o'clock on the night of the 15th, the day and the hour 173 years ago when Mexico made a strike for independence. The Independence Day parade today features the largest concentration of troops ever seen before in this country. Today's parade has a special significance, as did last night's celebration. President Lopez Portillo recently took his own revolutionary step to nationalize the nation's banks. The crowd last night and the parade today of military might are seen as a display of solidarity with their president and his cry for independence. George Nathanson, CBS News, Mexico City.
Unidentified gunmen opened fire today at the Kuwaiti consulate in Karachi, Pakistan. The acting consul general was wounded, but is reported in satisfactory condition in a hospital. Reason for the attack not known. The dollar today gained against the major foreign currencies. It's now quoted at better than 7.10 French francs. Gold is firm. The price was fixed in London this morning at $447.25 an ounce, up around $4.50 from late yesterday.
CBS News, I'm Richard C. Hotellet. Lebanon is asking the United Nations Security Council to get Israeli forces out of West Beirut. Lebanon's ambassador, Ghassan Tweni, took the request to the council president a short while ago, as Ambassador Clovis Maksoud of the Arab League announced the action to the press. Maksoud called Israel's explanation of guaranteeing order in Beirut a flimsy excuse for its expansionist designs, unquote. He called the occupation of the capital of a member state of the UN a grave breach of international law. And referring to the assassination of President-elect Bashir Gemayel, Maksoud asserted that, in his words, all circumstantial evidence points to Israel's having a very definite hand in a plan to destabilize Lebanon, to cover up what it is doing in the occupied West Bank, and to destroy the Palestinian refugee camps in Lebanon. Maksoud said the action by the Security Council will be a test of the new American policy.
We expect the United States to be firm in what it believes, to follow up in what it has negotiated, and hopefully to introduce the necessary penalties in case of Israel's non-compliance.
Israeli forces, which started moving into West Beirut yesterday, are now in control of most of the city. The center of Beirut is reported quiet, but fighting was reported to be continuing elsewhere in the western sector. Earlier, fierce street battles had raged in West Beirut. Beirut Radio says that Prime Minister Shafiq al-Wazan telephoned King Fahd of Saudi Arabia and asked him to intercede with the United States to get the Israeli attack stopped. There was talk of a request for the multinational force to come back to Beirut, and French Foreign Minister Claude Cheysson arrived unexpectedly in Beirut and met with President Elias Sarkis. More after this.
Avis is trying harder to get your business. We'll even persuade you with a free travel bag or certificates good toward other valuable gifts. When you rent from Avis, just present one of the coupons you get from travel agents or airline magazines. Avis features fine GM cars. Offer good at airports and other participating locations until December 31st. See coupon for restrictions.
I'm David Mahoney, chairman of Avis. We're trying harder to earn your business, and it's trying harder that makes Avis second to none.
Surprise!
It's Sears' 96th anniversary sale with store-wide savings.
You'll welcome the values on fashions like $30 off the comfort suit, now just $89.99.
Celebrate the $80 savings on a 19-inch diagonal measure picture color TV, only $379.95.
Weather's even half-price latex paint at $4.99 a gallon.
On sale now at most larger Sears retail stores.
For a store brimming over with birthday buys,
you can count on Sears.
The United Auto Workers Union and Chrysler today reached agreement on a new one-year contract. It calls for pay increases linked to company profits. Rob Marr of CBS affiliate WWJ has details from Detroit.
The union won pay bonuses for employees based on Chrysler making a profit of $20 million or over in any quarter and cost of living protection. Chrysler Vice President Thomas Miner is asked if the number three automaker can afford the package.
I think we've said a number of times that that if the industry doesn't turn up, we can't afford anything. But sure, we can. We think we can afford the agreement. If we didn't think that, we wouldn't have done it.
Miner says he agrees with UAW President Douglas Frazier that it's a modest package, but is a start for employees whose wages have been frozen for nearly 2 years. Rob Marr for CBS News, Detroit.
President Ferdinand Marcos of the Philippines was welcomed to the White House today with full military honors. His 5-day visit in Washington is expected to include talks on trade relations and human rights. Stocks and other news after this.
At a major corporation in Houston, I'm asking people how they look good in business. Miss?
It's not just looking good that counts. It's looking good for less.
How do you do it?
I use the Express Mail 2-pound pack from the post office. Only $9.35 for overnight delivery looks better than paying about $20 for 2 pounds.
Sir, how do you look good?
I trust Express Mail Next Day Service from the post office. They now deliver 70,000 overnight packages on time every day.
Express Mail Service. We make you look good for less. Sponsored by the Postal Service.
It's amazing how many people have something to say about V8.
It has the flavor of a juice from Grandma's backyard garden. I feel like I'm maybe getting some nutrients that I might be missing when I skip a meal.
What's so good about V8?
It has 8 different vegetables in it. Beets, parsley, celery.
It's very low in calories.
Lettuce, watercress.
I think it's the best thing a man ever made.
Spinach.
The only way to try it is to try it.
It's like 8 different vegetables jumping all over your tongue.
V8 is my little secret to nutrition.
Am I on camera now?
The government reports that factory production is down more than at any time since the recession in 1974 and 75. But there's better economic news on the nation's balance of trade. The government reports the so-called bottom line balance of payments showing a $2.1 billion surplus for the second quarter. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones average is up 0.19. Volume on the big board, 36,150,000 shares. The Dow Jones industrial average stands at 930.65. Richard C. Hotelet, CBS News.